Hello, my name is Liz Cabrera, and I'm speaking today on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Petersburg Economic Development Council on the topic of borough formation. In 1912, Alaska gained territorial status under the Organic Act. One of the unique provisions included in the act prohibited the territorial government from creating counties without the expressed approval of Congress. This unusual restriction was put in place to appease commercial interests in Alaska who owned land outside of incorporated areas. They did not want to pay property tax. Alaska's delegate to Congress believed these interests would succeed in defeating the entire Organic Act if the restriction on the creation of counties was not included. 100 years later, we are still fighting the same fight. Alaska did not seek to become a territory or state so it could impose taxes. Alaska sought to become a state so its residents would have control over lands and resources. Similarly, the formation of a Petersburg borough is not so much about imposing taxes as it is about gaining control of surrounding lands and resources. You may ask, why is this important? When the state decides how to manage or develop property, it considers the state's best interest, not our community's best interest. A good example is what occurred at the Scalbe turnaround in the late 1990s. After years of negotiations, the state decided it was not in its best interest to turn the Scalbe property over to the city because the state was earning income by leasing the property. Ultimately, the fact that a state agency was earning a few thousand dollars a year in Scalbe trumped future economic development in our community. Since then, the state has enacted a statute providing for the transfer of state-owned tidelands to a municipality. For over 3 years, the PEDC and the City of Petersburg have been shepherding an application through review processes to have these tidelands deeded to the city. Needless to say, it's been a long, slow process, but this is the pace of state government under the best of circumstances, when it is required by law to act and there is no opposition to the project. Forming a borough will provide us with a one-time opportunity to select approximately 1,700 acres of state land within the borough boundaries. In our opinion, control of future development in our region should not rest entirely with state government. If future economic development is important to you, then we at PEDC encourage you to vote for increased local control of surrounding land and resources and support borough formation. Thank you for listening, and please remember to mail in your ballot or vote in person at the city offices by December 18th.